Yeah, it shouldn't be talk. It should be more of a priority, and that wouldn't be a news flash or, you know, any sort of revelation to Kevin Chevalier off of the Winnipeg Jets. I mean, it's been clear, as you can see, Rick, pretty much all season long, how they're working on a shoestring on that back end, and it's almost overwhelmed that group at times, and it's put an abundance of pressure on the goaltenders and what they've got up front as well. So we know that Chevalier is scouring the NHL. We know that he's put priority on a top four, and I think that there's at least enough flexibility to recognize that maybe it doesn't have to be a rental player or even a player with term. Maybe it doesn't have to be a left shot versus a right shot. Just if there's a defenseman out there that makes sense, that is affordable, that Winnipeg can play in their top four, then that's the guy they're after.
Darren, do you think the Jets are prepared to move the first pick if they have to, or a roster player if they have to get this asset that they covet?
I would say they're prepared to move a roster player, and I guess it depends on who we're talking about here. And you know, when I say there's flexibility in term versus a rental, you know, if the right player who had a bit of term, who, you know, it was perceived, believed by Jets management to be the right fit, there's no such thing as a perfect fit, but the right fit, then maybe they throw that first-round pick in play. But I can tell you this, Rick, I'm in close proximity to Bob McKenzie on a day-by-day basis, and likewise with Craig Button and all the good people at TSN who do the work that they do in covering the draft class. This class this year is deep, and so, you know, I think that that's where there might be a bit of a separation, you know, from reality and short-term necessity. The reality of the situation is you've got to be careful when you balance this. You know, do you give up that first-round pick if you're not really sold on the bigger picture of this season? And I don't know what the answer is to that. I don't think that the coaching staff or management know that yet in Winnipeg. They're not ready to throw in the towel, but when you look at that draft class, I think you throw your first-round pick into play, it's got to be a can't-miss for what you're getting back in return. And maybe that player or those players do surface between now and February 24th, but among the defensemen that I believe are available, I'm not sure that guy is out there just yet.